Change the sun. Living on a Good Sunday morning, everyone. It is 4:25, and you're listening to WMFO 91.5 FM, Medford Touch Freeform Radio. Streaming live on the internet, WMFO.org, multicasting on iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September the 3rd, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. talking sports. Got here a little late today, had some other business to take care of before I could leave the house. But here we are. We're going to give you a jam-packed 35 minutes of sports talk. So you stay tuned. And if you want to get involved in the conversation, our phone number is 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game. As far as the world of sports is concerned, love to hear your perspective of what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. That number again, 1-855-915-WMFO. If you like numbers, it's 1-855-915-9636. Same thing. I'll be right back. Okay, here we are, 4:27 here on WMFO in Medford. Go to Major League Baseball yesterday in the American League. Yankees 5 and the Red Sox 1. Cleveland 5 and Tigers 2. Cleveland have been hot. What's that, 9 or 10 in a row? The Blue Jays 7 and the Orioles 2. The White Sox 5 and the Rays 4. The Twins 17. Guess they were playing football. And the Royals zip. 2 touchdowns and a field goal. Angels 7 and the Rangers 4. And the Mariners 7 and the A's 6. Over in the National League, the Cubs 14. Everybody's playing football yesterday. Cubs 14 and the Braves 12. Braves couldn't kick the extra points. In the first game of a doubleheader, the Padres 6 and the Dodgers 5. In the second game of a doubleheader, the Padres 7 and the Dodgers 2. The Dodgers have been on a tremendous winning streak. People were thinking they were going to break the record for the number of wins in the season. It doesn't look like it's going to happen right now unless they get hot again. Giants 2 and the Cardinals 1. That game went 10 innings. Pirates 5 and the Reds zip. The Nationals 3 and the Brewers 2. The Marlins 10. And the Phillies 9. Another football game. 3 field goals for the Phillies. Field goal, touchdown, extra point for the Marlins. Diamondbacks 6, the Rockies 2, and in interleague play, another doubleheader. Astros, Houston return to Houston, and they beat the Mets 12-8 in the first game. And the second game, it was also Astros 4 and the Mets 1. In that Red Sox game, Nunez went 1-for-4, scored a run. He's hitting .312 on the season. Andrew Benintendi went 1-for-3 with a walk. He's hitting .280. Mookie Betts went 1-for-3 with a walk. He's hitting .262. Moreland 0-for-4, hitting .252. Ramirez 0-for-4, .244. Divas went 1-for-4. He's hitting .287. Vasquez went 0-for-4. He's hitting .290. Jackie Bradley Jr. back in the lineup went 1-for-3. He's hitting .263. And Lynn, they brought up from Pawtucket, went 1-for-3. He's hitting .283. Pomeranz went 5 1/3 innings, gave up 8 hits, 4 runs, all of them earned. He walked 2, struck out 5, has a 3.36 ERA. He's 14-5 on the season. Workman went 1 inning, gave up 2 hits and a run. It was earned. His ERA is 2.37. Abad came in, pitched 2/3 of an inning, clean, 2.82 is his ERA. And Maddux came in and pitched an inning, struck out one. His first, I believe, stint in the major leagues. So, the Red Sox, I believe, have a 4. And all my stuff is still in the bag. I just jumped in to get the program going. Red Sox, I believe, still have a 4.5 game lead over the Yankees. And Chris Sale is going today against the Yanks. Okay, 4:30 here on WMFO in Metro. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, apologizing again for my tardiness here on the program. Like I said, I had some important business to take care of before I could leave the house this morning. And so, therefore, we're a little bit late. But we'll take a short break, and we'll be right back. I promise. Don't go anywhere.
On the battlefield, there's a saying America's military men and women live by. Never leave a fallen warrior behind, ever. Off the battlefield, Wounded Warrior Project operates with the same goal. We leave no warrior behind. Wounded Warrior Project is a nonprofit organization created to help our men and women returning home with the scars of war. Whether those scars are physical or mental, we're here to make sure that they heal. And whether it's helping those with post-traumatic stress disorder live a normal life again, or giving much-needed support to injured warriors and veterans hospitals. Because no one deserves our help more than the men and women who risk their lives to keep us safe. Wounded Warrior Project. We never leave a fallen warrior behind. Ever. Learn more about what we do at woundedwarriorproject.org.
And that message brought to you by your friends here at WMFO, Sounds of Praise Ministry, and a Brown Perspective on Sports. 4:37 is the Brown Perspective on Sports time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from 4 to 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. Just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. Just about anything and everything is fair game as far as the world of sports is concerned. Certainly love to hear your perspective and what's going on out there in your neck of the sporting world. I gave you the baseball scores. Red Sox fans lost to the Yankees yesterday 5-1. We're still 4.5 games up on them, however, and Chris Sale is going today. But I just think the Red Sox hitting has been too sporadic for them to make a big run in the playoffs. That's just the way I see it. That's my perspective here. I'd love to think that they're going to do it, but they haven't really maintained, you know, a good hitting pace throughout the entire season. And, you know, the pitching has been outstanding. But and pitching does take you quite a way in the playoff run. But it's, to me, I think, you know, putting too much of a burden on the pitching staff, expecting them to carry you through close games like one-run games and things like that, which we have been losing. So anyway, hopefully things will straighten out. We still have, you know, quite a few games left to play, and maybe we can make a difference somehow or other. But that's just my perspective, so we'll see. Give me your call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. You know, there's all talking about hitting. There's always the possibility that guys like Mookie Betts and Xander Bogaerts are going to turn it around. And be close to the 300 hitters that we need them to be. Jackie Bradley Jr., 263. That's a solid, you know, number for him. Especially because of his glove. Rafael Devers tailed off a little bit. 287. If he can maintain that, I'd take that from the end of the year. Nunez, like, you know, he's out of sight. Dombrowski, you got to get General Manager of the Year, if there's such an award. But anyway, picking him up was unbelievable. Okay, 4:40 here on WMFO in Medford. Brown Perspective on Sports. Let's go to college football. Can you imagine college football is back in tune, back in town, or wherever, however you want to say it? Anyway, let's go back to Saturday, August the 26th, when Stanford opened it up with a 62-7 pounding of Rice University. And also on that same day, South Florida defeated San Jose State 42-22. And then on Thursday, August 31st, Ohio State 49, Indiana 21. If Ohio State's going to make a run for the number one ranking in college football, they got to upgrade their offense, their defense rather. Indiana, you know, never, and to me, never been a powerhouse that I can remember recently, in recent years. So giving up three touchdowns, I think a little bit much, even though they beat them by four touchdowns. Also on Thursday, August 31st, Oklahoma State 59, Tulsa 24. On Friday, September 1st, Washington 30, Rutgers 14. Also on Friday, September the 1st, Wisconsin 59, Utah State 10. On Saturday, September the 2nd, which was yesterday, Alabama 24, Florida State 7, USC 49, Western Michigan 31, Clemson 56, Kent State 3, Penn State 52, Akron zip, Oklahoma 56, University of Texas at El Paso 7, Michigan 33, Florida 17, Auburn 41, Georgia Southern 7, Georgia 31, Appalachian State 10, Louisville 35, Purdue 28, Miami 41, Bethune-Cookman 13, South Florida playing their second game. They played on August the 26th. South Florida 31, Stony Brook 17. Kansas State 55, Central Arkansas 19. Here's an upset. Maryland, who's unranked, defeated Texas, who's ranked number 23, 51 to 41. Well, they changed the coach. They got to bring in some players, I guess. 51 points. Okay, Washington State 31, Montana State zip, and LSU 27, BYU zip. 443 here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting, iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube, and you can download the WMFO mobile app, 91.5fm.org. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September the 3rd, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports, here virtually every Sunday talking sports from about 4. Apologize again for getting on the air late today. Had some business to take care of before I could leave the house. But we're here generally from about 4 to 5 a.m. talking sports. And to get involved in the sports conversation, you just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. I'll be back. Thank you.
At the karaoke bar, Greg shows the telltale signs of being wasted. First off, he's in a karaoke bar. Next, he tells the waitress she can be his backup singer. Greg asks his buddy if he met his backup singer. He takes another shot and realizes he's not sitting with his buddy. Then he spends an hour searching for the perfect song in the food menu. On stage, he can't read the lyrics on the monitor. He explains to everyone that he can't read gobbledygook. Greg decides to freestyle rap. He keeps repeating the line, "I don't read no gobbledygook, boy." The power is cut, and Greg offers to sign autographs out back.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate just a few. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
And also by your friends here at Brown Perspective on Sports and Sounds of Praise. Okay, 4:48 is the Brown Perspective on Sports Time. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown. We're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 to 5 a.m. To get involved in the sports conversation, just have to give me a call, 1-855-915-WMFO, 1-855-915-9636. Okay, we brought you college football. Okay, I have a WNBA score. For all you WNBA fans out there, San Antonio Stars 71 and the Indiana Fever. That can't be right. I know the San Antonio Stars won, but I gave both teams 71 points when I jot down my information. That cannot be correct. Okay, San Antonio won. What the score was, I haven't got a clue. Okay, sorry about that. Okay, let's move right along. cut down date in the NFL. Patriots made a surprising move based upon the way he played. They traded Jacoby Brissett to the Indianapolis Colts for wide receiver and punt returner Philip Dorsett. I know nothing about Philip Dorsett. I just know that Jacoby Brissett is a NFL quarterback. And the fact that the Colts have him backing up Andrew Luck, he may get some playing time because Luck is, I believe he's still on injured reserve or whatever, the PUP list or whatever. Also, the Patriots got cornerback Johnson Bademos from the Lions. He also is a special team player. And they picked up defensive end Cassius Marsh, I believe, from the Seahawks. And Marquise Flowers was picked up from the Bengals. He's a linebacker. And if you're interested, Jacob Hollister made the team as the number three tight end. I don't have any information about Carr. I didn't get an opportunity to look at their entire roster, but from what I understand, there are probably more changes to come. And they're going to see who sneaks through waivers and may wind up on their, they don't call it taxi squad, practice squad. Okay, 4:51 here on WMFO in Medford. I don't know. They must think that they're going to be able to pick up another quarterback in the draft next year, because obviously they aren't going to want to pay Garoppolo the money that he's going to get as he enters free agency. And I don't think they're going to let him get away. I was saying, okay, Garoppolo might be either traded or be allowed to get away because we have Brissett, and if Brady is still healthy, you know, playing into another year, then I can see the reason not to carry three quarterbacks. But I guess they felt with the loss of Edelman, they need to get a wide receiver, and then with the loss of Cyrus Jones, who was being counted on to be their punt returner, kick returner, and whatnot, they decided they would cut ties with Jacoby Brissett. That's the kind of gamble I guess geniuses make. Will this one turn out to be another genius move? Only time will tell. Okay, 4:52 here on WFO in Medford, 91.5 in the FM dial. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September the 3rd, Labor Day Sunday, edition of a Brown Perspective on Sports. Like I said, we're talking sports here virtually every Sunday from about 4 until 5 a.m. to get involved in the sports conversation. You just have to give me a call. 1-855-915-WMFO. 1-855-915-9636. If you haven't heard, and that's a possibility that you may not have heard, the Celtics trade to the Cleveland Cavaliers has finally become official. We gave them a second round pick in, I think, was it 2020, something like that. But anyway, I think they got too much to begin with. there's a lot on Kyrie Irving's shoulder to see if he's going to be able to pull them through. And I guess it's not just Kyrie Irving, Gordon Hayward as well. They certainly picked up more scoring, although Kyrie Irving was 3 points behind Isaiah Thomas. But you got a guy who's under contract for at least 2 years with a player option. So you may have him for 3 years, and you don't have to worry about Isaiah, whether he's worth a max contract at his age and at the with the pounding that he takes as a little guy. I can see that. But we're also losing Jay Crowder, which means we're losing defense. Gordon Hayward is a scorer. He'll score maybe 10 points a game more than Jay Crowder would in average. The question is, how much are we going to lose on defense? And I'm assuming that they're going to play Hayward at small forward. And we'll get a little bigger if Jaylen Brown wins the backcourt situation. Then there's always the possibility that we're going to put Kyrie Irving in the shooting guard spot and have Marcus Smart and Terry Rozier play most of the time at point guard. Also, there is, and we don't know where Jason Tatum is going to fit in. 6'8", 6'9", small forward backup behind Hayward, perhaps. Marcus Morris at the power forward. He may play a little more, plays a little bit better defense, and maybe as good a defense as Jay Crowder. The wild card is Ante Zizek. We don't know how good he's going to be. Will he make the ball club? I think Cleveland has at least two other centers ahead of him. I thought I liked his potential just because he was with us. my son said he was awfully slow when what he saw. But, he's a young kid. You know, you don't have to be gigantic. Because the Celtics, for example, are talking with Andrew Bogut, who is big and slow, but he's a professional. He knows it, how to get play in the league. The question is, how much does he have left after having a broken leg last year playing very few seconds for Cleveland before the injury took place. So it's going to be interesting to see what takes place. As far as the Celtics are concerned, we're looking forward to a bang-up year with the Patriots. Season starts on Thursday. And could be a toughie with Kansas City. We'll see what happens. And we'll go from there. Okay, 4:56 here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts, 91.5 on your FM dial on the internet, www.wmfo.org, multicasting in iTunes.com, radio, and YouTube. I'm your host, Donnelly Brown, on this Sunday, September the 3rd, 2017 edition of A Brown Perspective on Sports. Be back next Sunday, Lord willing, at 4 a.m. Hopefully I'll get here on time to do it all over again. So until then, it's your host, Donnelly Brown, saying God bless a fantastic day and week in the Lord's ear, bright and early on next Sunday morning at 4 a.m. And have a safe Labor Day holiday. Now I invite you to stay tuned for Sounds of Praise coming your way next here on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts. We have a special program. We're dedicating today's program to Darius and Katie Boyd, who were married a few weeks ago, and also to Jasmine and Tim, who are going to be married today. And I am officiating at that ceremony. So we're having a special program today going out to these newlyweds and those who are about to be newlyweds. So you stay tuned for that here on Sounds of Praise, coming up next at 5 a.m. on WMFO in Medford, Massachusetts.